Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. Coming up on 5 Minute News. Debt ceiling bill approved by Congress is now sent to Senate. Special prosecutor in possession of Trump tape discussing classified documents. And Amazon charged with privacy violations over Alexa and Ring devices. It's Thursday, June 1. I'm Anthony Davis. The US House approved a debt ceiling and budget cuts package late on Wednesday as President Joe Biden and Speaker Kevin McCarthy assembled a bipartisan coalition of centrist Democrats and Republicans against fierce conservative blowback and progressive dissent. The hard-fought deal pleased few, but lawmakers assessed it was better than the alternative, a devastating economic upheaval if Congress failed to act. Tensions ran high throughout the day as hard-right Republicans refused the deal, while Democrats said extremist GOP views were risking a debt default as soon as next week. With an overwhelming House vote, 314 to 117, the bill now heads to the Senate, with passage expected by week's end. McCarthy insisted his party was working to give America hope as he launched into a late-evening speech extolling the bill's budget cuts, which he said were needed to curb Washington's runaway spending. Amid deep discontent from Republicans who said the spending restrictions did not go far enough, McCarthy said it is only a first step. The package makes some inroads in curbing the nation's debt as Republicans demanded, without rolling back Trump-era tax breaks as Biden wanted. To pass it, Biden and McCarthy counted on support from the political center, a rarity in a divided Washington. Swift passage later in the week by the Senate would ensure government checks will continue to go out to Social Security recipients, veterans and others, and would prevent financial upheaval at home and abroad. Next Monday is where the Treasury has said the US would run short of money to pay its debts. Justice Department prosecutors have obtained an audio recording of the disgraced former President Donald Trump from after he left office, in which he talks about holding on to a classified Pentagon document which related to a potential attack on Iran. The reports say Trump suggested on the recording that he wanted to share information from the document with others, but that he knew there were limitations about his ability to declassify records after he left office. The comments on the recording, made in July 2021 at his golf club in Bedminster, New Jersey, would seem to undercut the former president's repeated claims that he declassified the documents he took with him from the White House to Mar-a-Lago, his Florida estate, after leaving office. The recording could also be a key aid for prosecutors looking to prove Trump knew his ability to possess classified documents was limited. The recording has been provided to Special Counsel Jack Smith, whose team of prosecutors have spent months investigating the potential mishandling of classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and whether Trump or anyone else sought to criminally obstruct the probe. The investigation shows signs of being in its final stages, with prosecutors having interviewed a broad cross-section of witnesses before the grand jury. The criminal investigation began last year after the National Archives and Records Administration alerted the FBI to the presence of classified documents in 15 boxes of records sent back, belatedly, from Mar-a-Lago by Trump and his representatives. Jack Smith, the special counsel, is also investigating efforts by Trump and his allies to undo the results of the 2020 presidential election, the subject of a similar ongoing inquiry by prosecutors in Atlanta. New York prosecutors charged Trump earlier this year with falsifying business records. The recording was made during a gathering at Bedminster with aides to Trump and two people who were working on the autobiography of Trump's former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Amazon will pay more than $30 million to settle alleged privacy violations involving its voice assistant Alexa and its doorbell camera Ring. The Federal Trade Commission voted to file charges in two separate cases on Wednesday that could also force the company to delete certain data collected by its popular internet-connected devices. In the Alexa case, the FTC said Amazon had deceived users of the voice assistant service for years. It retained children's recordings indefinitely unless a parent requested the information be deleted, the agency said, and even when it deleted those recordings, Amazon often kept the transcripts. The FTC ordered the company to delete inactive child accounts, as well as certain voice information and geolocation data. In imposing a $25 million fine, the agency said Amazon had violated the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, and FTC Consumer Protection Chief Samuel Levine accused the tech giant of sacrificing privacy for profits in flouting parents' deletion requests. The FTC commissioner said Amazon kept kids' data indefinitely to refine its voice recognition algorithm. In the Ring doorbell case, the FTC accuses Amazon's home security camera subsidiary of allowing its employees and contractors to access the private videos of consumers and providing lax security practices that enabled hackers to take control of some accounts. Amazon bought California-based Ring in 2018, and many of the violations cited by the FTC predate the acquisition. The FTC's order would require Ring to pay $5.8 million that would be used for consumer refunds. Amazon said it disagreed with the FTC's claims about the two devices and denied violating the law, but it said the settlements put these matters behind us. 5 Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health and climate, delivering independent, unbiased and essential world news daily.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.